Web tools like Twitter and Facebook have changed the landscape for records management in the federal government. Agencies have to find ways to keep tabs on and preserve information created in a fast-moving, ever-changing social media world. Dr. Patricia Franks is an associate professor in San Jose State University's School of Library and Information Science. She worked with the IBM Center for the Business of Government to find ways for easing the social media records management burden. And Dr. Franks joins us now with some of those tips. Dr. Franks, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy.
Now, the National Archives and Records Administration released its own guidelines for social media and records management. Your research is different, though. Tell us how it's different.
The National Archives and Records Administration went along parallel lines with my study. Originally, I intended to look at social media and the ways in which the practices related to records management across the federal agencies. And so I had research assistants help me locate all of the different uses of social media across the agency from an outward perspective. The agency itself went along the lines that they were to gather information from how the agencies were maintaining their own records management programs. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that mine was an external review that probably did not have the advantage of all of the internal information that NARA had, but we did seem to come up with very similar conclusions.
What were some of those conclusions? What did you find?
Well, first of all, social media is fun, and mm-hmm. when agencies were told that they should engage with the public, they had what we called Wild West effect, where those people that were involved in social media and web management had a good time coming up with ideas about the ways to use the tools that were available. And they did not necessarily take into account whether or not what they were doing had core mission of the agency in mind, nor did they at first consider whether or not they were creating records.
Oh, I see. So they had to really change their mindset as they got into the social media process. It's more than just a great big fun game.
Absolutely. What I found, first of all, is that some of the social media teams were being formed. Some of them were called new media teams, and they developed ways to reach out as they were expected to do, but they failed to include a records management officer in that team. And at the same time, the records managers were not aware of some of the initiatives that were going on because it was moving so quickly mm-hmm. and there was no reporting structure.
So is that the biggest challenge then, is to figure out how to manage those records, have that reporting structure in place, and change the mindset? Are those the challenges to records management in a social media era?
Well, what was interesting is that as we were conducting our research, things were changing. People were aware just by being asked questions. For example, do you have a records manager on your team? That they should. And so as we were going along with our study, and I know NARA as well, there was an awareness that came about that started to include the records manager. So we are beyond the fact that records management has to be involved. They understand now broad teams are necessary in order to do this. So the challenges of social media itself can be mitigated by a number of tools that are coming along, by this increased awareness, by a common sense approach to determining whether records are being created. NARA came up with a very good flow chart to assist agencies in that. I think that just came out at the end of October. So the bigger question, I think, is how do you prepare the agencies, and how does NARA handle the fact that they need to be prepared to address any new emerging technologies that come along? And the other thing is that the volume of records now is so intense. I think the biggest problem I see across agencies is being able to find exactly what they want when they need it in response to a request for e-discovery or FOIA or just for use, internal use within the agency.
We are talking with Dr. Patricia Franks. She's written a report on how you can manage the records created by social media tools. That report you can find with the IBM Center for the Business of Government. And Dr. Franks, you just touched on something that I had not considered, and that is, you know, of course, you need to maintain these records. It didn't dawn on me that maybe something somebody posts on an agency's Facebook wall might be FOIA-able. Is that for real?
Well, what might be FOIA-able would be a request for information that perhaps related to a particular topic, and there may be a blog on that topic, or there may be a tweet on that topic by someone who works for the agency. So it would be more that did the agency post something that was related to the issue at hand.
There's this balance that has to be struck, though. I mean, agencies want to get into the social media world for obvious reasons, but at the same time, they don't have those rules in place or parameters in place to help manage those records, the records management implications. Is this one of those deals where they have to walk the tightrope? Because if you wait until all the rules are in place, that social media train is just going to pass you by. At least that's how it feels.
Well, that's exactly why I believe social media was initiated without waiting for the records management to get caught up. Mm. And that has been going on since the beginning of President Obama's term in 2009. And NARA has just released its recommendations now, and we're into October of 2010. So, yes, there has to be, I don't know if you want to call it a grace period, but there has to be a period during which agencies or NARA can experiment with emerging technologies and understand the records management implications before they can even provide guidance. But there needs to be general guidance and understanding that if you find a record, this is what you need to do with it. And how do you identify that record?
Final thoughts, any bottom line piece of advice before we let you go this morning?
Yes, I was very impressed, of course, with the fact that we have Vivek Kundra as our chief information officer, and I would like to see a federal chief records officer to work with him to be sure that records management is integrated in any information management initiative that takes place.
Dr. Patricia Franks is an associate professor in San Jose State University's School of Library and Information Science, and she has written the report on managing records created by social media tools, that report for the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Dr. Franks, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll be checking back with you as this progresses and find out how things are working out.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Amy.
And we'll be linking to that report on our website. It's also where you can hear this interview again, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.